Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, the faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
By faith, the walls of
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
You can count on him Here, We like to blame the women. Amen. The men like to blame the women.
Amen.
Thank you. And we forget that Adam was there and he could have stopped everything that he did. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Abraham's the one that agreed to have sex with Hagar in order to produce the required descendants. That Abraham, he had a momentary mental illness. Did he forget completely that God was able to handle every problem? Or was it offered? This is young years, you maybe not supposed to hear this. Was offered to have sex with someone else with his wife's blessing more than any man could receive. God returns to the lives of these fractured people and renews his covenant with them. What an awesome place. What an awesome level of God. And then Abraham finally seems to understand. But there was still more trial, failures, regret, and restoration. The father of faith was quite human. You know, it's amazing. If God wrote in the Bible, real people, not people who were filled with faith, but real people, so that the woman can be saved. When we have kids, we start to look just for the that's the way we walk with the Lord. God wants us to see the ups and downs of Abraham's life and the lives of many of the saints. Why? Because the story, the teaching of life is about what God is. Not about how wonderful and spiritual we are. God gets the credit. It's God, not us. He takes the time to show us that we all are cut from the same cloth. Our faith is just like the faith of those heroes, struggling, rough, and in need of purification. Remember what faith is? I will hear and I will go. But it is faith nevertheless. God recognizes it for what it is. God didn't give up on Abraham. A man who caused one family problem after another with lies, the loose morals, the doubt, then God won't give up on us either. Praise God. There's scriptures in the New Testament that talk about faith. Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. Romans 5:1, justified by faith. We're justified by faith. We're justified by, I will hear, I will go. Romans 14:23 says, for whatever is not from faith is sin. And then we were talking about it with the Hebrews 11:6, consumed with fire. Pray down fire. A starving man in the desert. You need to read it. It's all in here. It's all in here. A starving man was fed by birds. Can you imagine? Here's the thing. Anything to eat. And then the crows. Blind man, Samson, knocks down the temple. And God said, Jesus was crucified. He was crucified for you and I. All these things are impossible, but they happen because God has his own plan. Isn't he able to manage your journey? He's able to manage your life and carry you along. Faith is God first and God second. First, God comes after us, and second, God looks after us. Praise God. Rule one is rule. God is in charge. Rule two, God is able. He draws us to him, and then he restores our relationship. What an awesome God. So we have faith. And a great cloud of witnesses are encouraging and cheering us. They're cheering us on. Praise God. And you just think about it. When we're going through the hard times, we got people up there in heaven that are cheering you on. Amen. They've been through it. And they're saying, we did it, you can do it. Go for it. Have faith. I went here, and now I'll go. That's faith. Amen. Father, we thank you and we magnify you. Lord, we thank you that there is a great cloud of witnesses in the heavens cheering us on, praying for us, and egging us on. And Lord, we thank you for that. And we magnify you. Lord, work in our lives and keep us. Keep us that we will do what you say. We will do what you're saying for us to do. And give us the strength. And we magnify and we glorify. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord of the earth. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord of the earth. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord of the earth. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord of the earth. For God is great. For God is great. And greatly to be praised. God is great. And greatly to be praised. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord of the earth. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord of the earth. I'm singing, singing to the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord of the earth. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord of the earth. The Lord is building Jerusalem. The Lord is building Jerusalem. Gathering together the outcast of Israel, healing broken hearts, picking up their wounds. The Lord is building, the Lord is building up Jerusalem. One more. The Lord is building Jerusalem. The Lord is building Jerusalem. Gathering together the outcast of Israel, healing broken hearts, binding up their wounds. The Lord is building, the Lord is building up Jerusalem. Hallelujah! Thank you. Thank you for having us up here. Thank you for being our brothers and sisters. We love you, and we'll try to see you next year. I don't know if we'll be here or not, but we'll see. Okay. You might have to come and get me in that airplane.
Okay, I can do that too.
Anyway, we love you guys. We think about you all the time. So God bless each and all. Thank you.